If you have a yard or shelter belt in our region, then more than likely you're familiar with the claims made by the sellers and growers of Oss trees. These willow hybrids have been planted by many in search of the Coronado gold of gardening, the instant tree. I've heard and read both good and bad about these trees. They do seem to leap into the air at an amazing rate, as long as you water and feed them on an almost daily basis. And some homeowners that planted them several years ago are beginning to realize the dubious benefits of raising a tree that continually loses limbs in our prairie winds and literally roots out water from any source, including domestic water pipes. Knowing these tendencies of this magic tree, I've steered clear of full-sized willows, but a few years ago I did succumb to a smaller version and bought a pussy willow shrub. Though called a shrub, I know that without yearly pruning, it can turn into a massive 20-foot tree within a few years, and I also know it wants wet feet to survive in our semi-arid conditions. But the silvery fir buds are such a wonderful harbinger of spring at a wintry time when I need a promise of growing things to come that I was willing to put in the extra care in the future. I planted it near a well-frequented bird bath, so watering just becomes an extension of a daily chore I already do. And as it grows, it provides cover for the shy birds that don't like to bathe without protection nearby. The pruning chores need to be done right after the pussy willow blooms each year. Buds form on one-year growth, and it's important to establish a pruning schedule that keeps new growth coming while pruning away the older gray-colored wood by one-third each year. The young shoots that emerge will be brown in color, and next spring will bear the silver or pinkish catkins. That is, if the plant is male. Willows are dioecious, meaning individual plants have all male or all female offspring. And like many examples in nature, the males are the showier of the sexes. Another reason I decided to give pussy willows a try goes back to my old San Francisco days, when I, apartment-bound and gardenless, would shop the corner flower stands for winter bouquets of seemingly lifeless twigs. Taking home dormant pussy willow and forsythia, I'd soon have springtime in my third-story walk-up by forcing the stems to bloom in a pitcher of water by a sunny window. If you'd like to try growing your own pussy willows, you can choose from a variety that includes small or large catkins of varying hues with stems that winter in rich mahogany red or striking black and in arrow straight, fantail, or corkscrew shapes. All are a member of the Salix family, which historically have had a hand in providing an herbal medicinal for hundreds of years. The bark of willow trees, steeped into a tea, was used by various tribal cultures, including Native Americans, for relief of pain and inflammation. In the 1890s, a German chemist working for Felix Bayer and Company created acetylsalicylic acid for the treatment of rheumatoid arthritis. The company began to manufacture the drug, but changed the name to something more pronounceable, aspirin. And speaking of names, an old wives' tale recounts the origin of the common name of pussy willow. A mother cat was teaching her kittens to fish by the edge of a stream. The little ones fell into the stream and were in danger of drowning when Mama called upon a nearby willow to bend its branches down and save the tiny kittens. And to this day, the furry catkin buds appear on the branches of the pussy willow at the places where the kittens' claws clung to the life-saving branches. And if you believe that, give me a call at HPPR, because I'd like to talk to you about a bridge that's for sale in Brooklyn.